I rise in support of the substitute bill. I'm very pleased with the compromise that was reached on both sides. I want to state that I think it's fair to both sides, and in the absence of reaching this kind of an agreement, I think you would have had a situation which would have resulted in losses to the federal government on royalties, losses to the states, and possibly losses to the Indian tribes. The fact remains that under existing leases, it is my understanding that the gas companies who have entered into contracts with the federal government and with other owners of gas-producing lands are required by their contracts to still pay the highest ceiling price. That is the existing legal situation. The phrase used by the committee affects reasonable compromise on a situation that should have been settled many, many years ago. I think the bill is a good one. It will result in audits being undertaken by the federal government to determine the actual amounts of royalties that are due to the federal governments, to the states, and to the Indian tribes. At the present time, there is a pool of unpaid royalties by the gas companies that varies in estimates from $134.5 million, which was the original estimate by MMS, to the GAO audited figure in the vicinity of $87 million. This bill will bring some stability to that situation, and I think that it deserves the approval of the House.